The World Health Organization estimates that 4 out of 5 malaria-related deaths in Africa are children under the age of 5 years. These deaths occur because of inequalities in accessing healthcare and a lack of financial resources. Children under the age of 5 from poor households in sub-Saharan Africa are 5 times more likely to be infected with the disease. The African Leaders Malaria Alliance, ALMA, says the fight against malaria in the region is hindered by a lot of challenges, among them resistance to drugs and insecticides and the intensifying effects of the climate crisis. Anton Okara is the special ambassador at African Leaders Malaria Alliance.
The World Malaria Day calls our attention to some of the bottlenecks we collectively face as a continent in our fight against malaria, key among them lack of access to essential malaria services, disproportionately affecting vulnerable groups like children under 5 and pregnant women. Climate change and humanitarian crises exacerbate these challenges, necessitating efforts to break the cycle of malaria transmission. In echoing the recent Yaounde Declaration, let us accelerate our efforts to reduce malaria mortality and ensure no one succumbs to this preventable disease.
With this year's theme for World Malaria Day being accelerating the fight against malaria for a more equitable world, African leaders have pledged to enhance their leadership and increase domestic financing for malaria control programs. The commitment includes investment in data technology, adoption of the latest technical guidelines for malaria control and elimination, and strengthening malaria control efforts across all countries. Okara says Africa is struggling to end malaria because the continent depends solely on global funding to fight the disease.
We're reminded that Africa is at the center of a perfect storm that threatens to disrupt essential life-saving malaria services. These critical financial shortfalls of malaria programs are linked to the ongoing global financial crisis, the impact of climate change, insecticide and drug resistance, humanitarian crisis, which need to be addressed urgently to prevent malaria upsurges. As a result, the continent is off track to meet its bold and ambitious target to end malaria.
In Africa, only 3 countries, Cape Verde, Algeria, and Mauritius, have been certified to be malaria-free by the World Health Organization. Meanwhile, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Mozambique account for over half of all worldwide deaths from the disease. Kenya Medical Research Institute researcher Mata Maya says the fight against malaria has stalled due to insecticide resistance and that the new vector control inventions are needed.
We're trying to control malaria using a new way. So far we've been mainly using insecticide-based interventions through bed nets and IRS. And unfortunately, these have been great. There's been a lot of progress due to these interventions. But unfortunately, in some areas, mosquitoes are changing their behavior. They're biting earlier in the evening or early in the morning or outdoors. And so they don't provide complete protection.
World Malaria Day aims to raise awareness on the global efforts to control and eliminate malaria. African countries began commemorating the day a year after the landmark Abuja Declaration in 2000, which saw 44 malaria endemic countries signing the agreement during the African Summit on Malaria. According to WHO, in 2022, there were at least 249 million malaria cases and 608,000 malaria deaths in 85 countries. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.